I had a spare hour tonight before my train left to come home, so I decided to play dark crickets. Crickets? Anyone for cricket? Critics. So I went to the Tate Britain because I'd wanted to see the Romantics exhibition. And I just whizzed round. And normally, if I go with somebody, I play that game where you walk around not saying anything and then at the end you try to guess which was the other one's favourite painting. But I wasn't with anybody. So I just found my own favourite and I just sat and looked at it. Because that's better, isn't it? Because then at least you remember something from your visit. And today, I actually discovered a Turner painting that I like. You know, and everybody's going, ooh, Turner this, Turner that. I've never really got him. Never. Until today. And it was sort of like, you know, the fantasy aspect of it that made it for me. Because, you know, it wasn't about ships. It wasn't about clouds or anything like that. It was called, I think, and I don't know if I'm saying this right, Udine or Udine, I don't know, Udine giving the ring to a fisherman of Naples. And like, she was born without a soul. I think she was some sort of water nymph or something. And she got a soul by marrying a human. In return, this poor girl has to take on all the burdens of the world. It's quite a good painting because it's sort of all swirly fantasy with this sort of, oh, I don't know, almost fairy ghostly like figure coming up in the middle of it holding a ring. And then there's like, it's supposed to be the fisherman, but it looks like a woman. I'll try and find it and post it, leaning over to get the ring. And then there's like all these sort of nymphs circling around her. And it's like really spiritual with like the brilliant light focusing down on the centre of the action. And all around it is really sombre colouring. Yeah, it was good. I mean, that wasn't very vivid description, but I liked it. I'll try and find it and give it you. Oh, that's a lot longer than I thought it would be. Here's to you, water nymphettes. Bye.